Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings to my podcast audience out there and my family. I'm talking about blood family and non-blood member family. This is Forrest J. Nance, yours truly. I want to thank you once again. I hope everybody's safe out there. You've had a productive week, but we have an action-packed show. Oh, you know what, family? I just talked to the doc, and I just said a few words. I mean, you guys know I'm long-winded. I'm never at a loss for words. But we have a heavyweight gentleman on tonight who has authored, from what I understand, 23 books. But the gentleman who's going to bring him on will give him the intro. So I'm going to sit back and drink my green tea. And before I say anything else, I just want to say, family, I hope you ordered your green tea, Dr. Lee's green tea, 500 ECGC, the most powerful in the world, according to the owner. I'm a distributor. Make sure you get your green tea. Go on my Facebook page. You get a discount. All right? Check me out. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, y'all been waiting for this, anticipating for this very moment. I'm going to bring on Brother Michael Collins. He's going to bring on Sister Yolanda and Dr. Joe Wallach. Brother Michael, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, my brother, the floor is all yours. I'm giving shout-outs later on, everybody. But without further ado, this is Brother Michael Collins. Go right ahead, Brother Michael Collins.
Thank you, Forrest. Thank you for putting this podcast together. Thank you for your love for the community and love for the health in the community and the well-being of all. Tonight, we have a treat. We have Dr. Joe Wallach. And Dr. Joe Wallach, in my mind, is a national treasure. Dr. Wallach, throughout his career, has always spoken truth to health. And today, we will get information on health, on healing your body, and taking charge of your health. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Yolanda Brown, who's half of the famous duo Raymond and Yolanda. They were National Trainers of the Year 1 year with Longevity, and she is the queen of Fucoidin C-Radical, and she's going to introduce herself and then bring on Dr. Wallach. So thank you. Enjoy and formulate your questions, because at the end we will have a question and answer period. So ask your questions and gain the information. Take advantage of this call tonight. Yolanda?
Thank you so much, Michael. I really do appreciate it. And I just want to say to Brother Nance, we are honored to be part of this podcast family. And I did just want my husband, Raymond, since Michael, you did bring his name up. So he is my better half. And Raymond just would like to say hello to everyone that's out there. And our mission, so that you know, very much in line with just making certain that we stop the human suffering, and that's physically, emotionally, and financially. Raymond, would you like to say something before we get started with Dr. Wallach?
Dr. Wallach and you will be covering everything. But I did want to give a big shout-out, a big hello to everybody there in Newark, New Jersey, my old hometown, on from Springwell Avenue and Newton Street. So hello, everybody.
All right. So we got some folks on the call that may be familiar with those avenues that Raymond was speaking about. But we just want you to know just how small the world is. To know that we're on this phone with folks that we're places where we have. So when Michael was telling you that we're the queen, I'm the queen of recording, let me tell you a little bit about why he said that. You see, we get excited about being part of this family with Dr. Joel Wallach, who we're going to learn a little bit more about in just a moment, because he has always been on this mission to educate people, to have people to know that you can take your health into your own hands without a doubt. And to do that, you have to be educated and to understand what you're putting into your body. And when you put the proper nutritional building blocks into your body, it will heal itself. So as being this queen of recording, as part of the 90 for Life family, the company that we're a part of, Youngevity, we get excited about the fact that our product, Z-Radical, has this main ingredient in it called Focordin, F-U-C-O-I-D-A-N. And Focordin, cellular level, cell-to-cell communication. So it's impossible for it not to work. And it's 90% Focordin in this product, Z-Radical, which is a beverage. You can drink it each and every day. And in drinking it, we would say you would want at least 4 ounces of it each and every day, 2 in the morning and 2 in the evening. And this beverage is a pharmaceutical-grade food. So it is impossible for you to overdose on it. So it's just like you're eating your vegetables, except now you're getting not only just Focordin, but other seed vegetables and other vitamins in it as and nutrients as well. So as part of the 90 for Life family, it goes along with what we call our Healthy Body Start Pack. And you're going to find out a little bit more about that in a moment. But I just want you to know the power of Focordin. It is considered to be the wonder nutrient of the century, the most powerful nutrient ever discovered. So, you know, most companies would say to you that my product is wonderful. It does this. And our doctors at our company have done all of the research. Well, we're here to tell you this evening that the research that's done on the main ingredient in Z-Radical, Focordin, is not research done by our company, not research done by our doctors. You're talking about third-party, unsolicited studies. Over 2,000 studies found on the National Library of Medicine, PubMed.gov. That's PubMed.gov. publicmedicine.gov. That is the same website that doctors and folks that are in the medical industry use when they are doing research, or maybe they're wanting to prescribe medication and want to know more about that. That's where they go. So there you will find over 2,000 studies on this main compound, N-Z-Radical, Focordin. And you can actually key in. What I'm about to say to you is all research. I'm not making any medical claims. You can key in Focordin in cancer, sinus, allergy, cold, flu, diabetes, or key in Alzheimer's, dementia, autoimmune diseases such as sickle cell, lupus, or AIDS. and you will see the research. And you'll see research from Harvard School of Medicine. Harvard School of Medicine has done over 300 studies where it shows where Ficordin stops the spread of cancer within 72 hours, causing cancer cells to self-destruct, apoptosis. You'll also see research from Duke University, Baylor College of Medicine, as well as Johns Hopkins University, the foremost research center in the world. So, yes, we get excited about that because it absolutely can change the quality of folks' lives. This research started back in 1970, so it's not like any has taken Ficordin a step further. Not only do you have it in the beverage form, but you also have it in capsules. For those that prefer to take it in capsule form, we have that. If you prefer to take it in and put it in your drink, we also have it in the sticks, powders in a canister as well as sticks. So that's why we get so excited. And this one product, guys, is fantastic. But when you couple it with what Dr. Wallach is about to talk to you about, and we're going to talk about different conditions and things that are going on in the Black community as well as in other communities, we want you to know that this product works. And all you have to do is give it a try. So I'm going to give out some numbers right now, and we'll give them out again during this segment. If you're interested in learning more about Ficordin, how it works at the cellular level, and the fact that though we think that we are all taking care of ourselves, all eating organically, all eating the right foods, we are not getting everything that our body needs. And I will tell you, I'm a protege of his. My husband is a protege of Dr. Wallach. And Michael is a protege of Dr. Wallach. You have to understand that 85% of the nutritional value that's found in our soil is gone, and it's not coming back. So in order for us to get the proper nutrition, we have to supplement the right way. And that is where our 90 for Life, our 90 essential nutrients come into play, as well as our Ficordin found in Z-Radical. If you want more information on this, you can give Michael a call at 516-456-8932. 516-456-8932. And you can also reach Raymond and myself at 713-628-6129, 713-628-6129. Now, that's just a little bit for you right there. Now, we could also give you stories around this. If you want to hear stories around this, join us on Thursday evenings at 7:30 Central Time, 8:30 Eastern. All you have to do is go to RaymondandYolandaZoom.com and just join us, and you'll hear more stories around that. But tonight, we're going to stay with some facts. And Doc may share a few stories with you as well of people that he has certainly changed lives. He's been doing this for a long time. He has not been to a doctor since he was 9 years old. And he will tell you more of that story, but let me just tell you this. The United Nations honored him with an award called the GOD Award, the Global Official Dignitary Award, for what he has done around human mankind, natural medicine, and his other philanthropic activities. I want you to know that he does what he does from the bottom of his heart because he wants to know that you can take care of yourself. He's written a book that's considered to be a national treasure in the Smithsonian, which is called Diseases of Exotic Animals. So definitely this man knows what he's talking about. So when you think about diseases of exotic animals, most of you know I may be going here next. He's a veterinarian by trade. That's how he started. Then he went back to school, and he became a naturopathic doctor. So do you think he knows what he's talking about when he actually is about to tell you what our body needs and why? He is certainly one to be of service to you. He's been on national talk shows. He has his own radio talk show every day. He does two of them, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, as well as Let's Play Doctor. So he's a dear friend of ours. He's like a father to us. And you're about to hear, I want you to just really pay close attention to what he's about to say. He's got a lot of years behind him and a lot of years in front of him. You know, they say he may treat you like a dog, but he's going to make you feel better. And, you know, one thing about his animals as a veterinarian, you know, they really couldn't talk back. But we can, and we can say we appreciate you, Dr. Joel Wallach, because we know that you are truly about helping people to help people to touch one. And that's about what we're about to hear now. So, Doc, if you would, please share with us, you know, your story, how you got started in this industry of helping people to stop the human suffering physically, emotionally, and financially.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Yolanda, and thank you, Michael, and thank you, Forrest. I appreciate the hospitality and the opportunity to share. And just to sort of back up what you said about not having nutrients in our food, U.S. Senate Document 264, is it 264? U.S. Senate Document
264.
It came out in 1936, the U.S. Senate document, 1936, U.S. Senate document 264, and it said that more than half of the nutrients in our farm soils are gone. Okay, that came out in 1936. So the government knew that back then. They didn't know quite what to do about it. And, of course, we don't have health insurance for animals, for farm animals. And if we had to have the veterinarian out there every day to treat their arthritis and high blood pressure and heart disease and kidney failure and get them on dialysis, every farmer would go out of business in one season. So we learned a long time ago that we had to give them these pellets with all the 90 essential nutrients in them. And that's where we got the term 90 essential nutrients. There's 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 fatty acids that all vertebrates, including human beings, require. Every cell in our body, every tissue, every organ in our body requires these things. Now I'm going to shake you up a little bit here by starting out by saying, there are no genetically transmitted diseases. There are no autoimmune diseases. And my book, which is in the Smithsonian Institute, The Disease of Exotic Animals, the thesis was 5,000 pages. It represented 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 and some change of 454 species of zoo animals, and 3,000 humans. And the purpose of that study was a $25 million study from NIH, National Institutes of Health. I was actually in Africa, working on the white rhino conservation project. I've been in Zululand for 2 years and never spoke English for 2 years. I only spoke Zulu and Matabele for 2 years. And so they called me back, and they wanted me to look for a canary in the mine. That was the purpose of doing these zoo animal, these exotic animal studies, was to look for a canary in the mine that would give us a warning about pollution. And again, we're talking about 1967 when I came back from Africa. And The story of, course, the coal miners, they'd take canaries down in the mine. As the gases would start accumulating in the mine, the canaries were more sensitive than men. They'd fall off the perch and go unconscious or die, and the men knew to get out before they went unconscious and died. And so they wanted me to find the equivalent of a canary in the mine for the big cities where the zoos were. So if these animals got sick and were dying, we knew to evacuate the cities. This was back in 1967. We got that grant. And so that's where that all came from, and that's why my 5,000-page thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. I'm very, very proud of that because we found out there were no genetically transmitted diseases, there were no autoimmune diseases, and they created a new science called epigenetics, which has replaced genetics. And some of you may have heard of epigenetics. It actually goes into all the diseases said to be genetic. There are no genetically transmitted birth defects. Even sickle cell anemia is not a genetic disease. That's found in not only the black community, but also the white community. In fact, the vertebrate that actually has the highest rate of sickle cell anemia is white-tailed deer in the United States and North America. Okay, it's actually a nutritional deficiency early in pregnancy when the cells in the bone marrow form hemoglobin. And if the mom, whether it's a black guy or a white guy or a deer or an elephant or a giraffe, it doesn't matter. If that mother is deficient in these nutrients, when the bone marrow cells form hemoglobin are forming, you're gonna have a problem, including sickle cell anemia. It's not genetic. It is totally 100%able. You can take a mother with sickle cell anemia, a father with sickle cell anemia, and give them all 90 essential nutrients and get them off of gluten, which is another thing we'll talk about, so you can maximize absorption. They can have 20 babies. None of them will have sickle cell anemia because it's not genetic. Now, with all that said, do you want me to keep going here, Yolanda?
I actually do, and I'm going to ask you to keep going in the way. And when we talk about sickle cell, we talk about autoimmune diseases, how gluten plays a part in our
yes.
diet and that. So tell us a little bit more about the gluten and why
okay.
we should not be eating gluten.
Right. Okay. Well, when you want to look at the human community that has the lowest rate of birth defects and the lowest rate of, quote, genetic diseases, unquote, and the lowest rate of autoimmune diseases, quote, unquote, are the Asians. That's because they live on rice and potatoes and corn and beans and squash and seaweed. They don't eat any wheat, bran, or rye, and oats. The people who eat wheat, bran, or rye, and oats are the ones that have the highest rate of all these diseases because wheat, bran, or rye, and oats contain gluten. It's a protein that actually produces a substance that's very, very irritating, and it kills the lining of the intestine. And this is why kids now who are under 3 years of age, when they get the COVID, they just get common cold-like symptoms for 3 days. Their temperature only goes up a half a degree, and it's over with, no problem. But once you've been eating gluten, and say you're a 10-year-old kid, now you're in trouble. You've been eating gluten for 10 years or 9 years, oatmeal for breakfast, pancakes, waffles, flour tortillas, spaghetti, chicken noodle soup, those kinds of things, and even many of the strong alcoholic drinks, including beer and so forth, are made from fermenting wheat, bran, or rye, and oats. And so if you're going to drink beer, you better be drinking a beer that's made from, rice, okay? There's no gluten in that beer. And so this is why alcoholics tend to have a lot of problems, because they get all that gluten, they cannot absorb nutrients, and that's why they get liver problems and heart problems and brain problems and kidney problems and so forth. And so gluten is a very, very terrible thing, and we need to give it up. And we have a 10 bad foods list, and, of course, glutens are on the top of the list, wheat, bran, or rye, and oats. And fried foods are bad because usually you roll the fish, you roll the burgers, and you roll the chicken, that kind of stuff, in wheat flour before you fry it, deep fry it to get that crust. And so the crispy crust, and that is a problem. Somebody needs to answer their phone. Okay. So that's why gluten is a no-no, okay? You'll add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life if you just stay away from gluten and take the 90 essential nutrients. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of some of the people I've worked with over the years. You may be familiar with Andy Young, great politician. And he had double knee arthritis, bone-to-bone arthritis. He was actually scheduled to have a double knee replacement. And Pastor Creflo Dollar from Atlanta, Georgia, introduced me to Andy Young. And I said, give me 90 days, sir, and I'll rebuild your knees. You won't need the surgery. So he did. And in less than 2 months, I rebuilt his knees. He didn't have to have the surgery. Now, then Pastor Creflo Dollar, he had a daughter who was 12 years old in the hospital dying. He was told when she was born that she had a autoimmune disease and she would be dead before 12. And sure enough, at age 12, she was in the hospital going in and out of comas, and they said she only had weeks to live. And so we began to give her the 90 essential nutrients, and in 2 weeks' time, she walked out perfectly normal. And, of course, she's given Pastor Creflo Dollar many beautiful grandchildren since that time. That goes way back. And then Theo Ratliff, a great basketball player, 24 years of age, he lost his $35 million contract with the Atlanta Hawks because he had bone-to-bone arthritis in his knees. Cartilage slipped off his hips. He fractured his shooting arm wrist. And so they took his $35 million contract away from him. And we created the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack for him and also our Rebounder sports drink with 100 nutrients in it. You know, Red Bull has caffeine and sugar in it and a couple of nutrients. Our Rebound that we made for Theo Ratliff has 100 nutrients in it. It has 75 minerals and 25 vitamins, amino acids. And after 3 months in our program, the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack and the Rebound, Theo Ratliff got his job back and he got his $35 million contract back, and he played for 11 more years, made over $100 million because of our program. Another famous athlete, a black athlete, Evander Holyfield. Evander Holyfield, I met him after he lost his heavyweight championship to Michael Moore. He had a terrible heart attack. He couldn't come out for the last round, and so he lost by, one of these technical knockout things because he couldn't respond to the last bell for the last round. We came up with a healthy brain and heart pack for him and got him going on that, and we had him on it for a year and a half, and he came back, and he beat, after a year and a half, he came back, and he beat Iron Mike Tyson to get his heavyweight championship back. Who gets a heavyweight championship victory in a fight with Iron Mike Tyson after having a near-fatal heart attack? Okay, well, that's because he was on the healthy brain and heart pack for a year and a half before he fought Mike Tyson, okay? And so we're very, very proud of our relationships here. And we deal with Martin Luther King III. I was working with Coretta Scott King. There's another couple of great stories, one of which is another pastor, Mike Freeman from Baltimore, Maryland, another black pastor, Baltimore, Maryland. And he was in a coma for almost 6 months, and he was down to his last couple of days or weeks, and the doctors told his wife that he didn't have a chance and time was over because everybody needed to come see him because he was going to be gone in less than a week. And to make a long story short, I suggested to one of our great distributors up there, Linda, whom Yvonne knows very well, and Pastor Mike Freeman's wife, just to take our liquid minerals, which has 78 minerals in there, 78 minerals, okay, they're extracted from plants, they're not ground up rocks. I said, just take 2 cupfuls twice a day and take a cotton balls and rub them on Pastor Mike's back and chest and legs, because he didn't have a G-tube, so we couldn't give him anything. We couldn't give him a whole program through a G-tube, so he was just being given IVs to keep him hydrated. So they rubbed these minerals on him, and the third day he gets up, goes back to work at the church and the TV and the radio studios and telling his story to the world. And so he called me and let me know what's going on, so I flew out there, and we did a DVD and a CD we call Praise the Lord and Pass the 90. I got that because I was in the military. And when you're in fighting a very strong enemy, you give all your praise and trust into the Lord. But you also want to have ammunition. So our prayer in battle was, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. You've all heard that in movies and things like that. Well, we came up with praise the Lord and pass the 90. And so that's been very, very useful to get the information out there. We give God all the credit, but also God made us in such a way that we require these 90 essential nutrients for every cell, every tissue, every organ to maximize our longevity. If you look at the longevity of the famous people in the Old Testament and the New Testament, you know, they're living to be 600 years old, 150 years old, 800 years old. Methuselah lives to be 969, okay? And so there's no reason why you can't live to be 110 and be a super centenarian. Why not spend 25 to 50 more healthful years with the people you love, and all you have to do is avoid the bad foods and supplement with the 90, and you're going to get there. Okay, this is so well documented in both laboratory animals and human beings. The people who do live the longest, their average lifespan is 120. Our average lifespan in the United States is 75. Our doctor's average lifespan, according to Center for Disease Control just a couple of months ago, is 57. Doctors know nothing about longevity. But if you get run over by a truck and you're bleeding internally, you better go to the emergency room, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to a long, healthful life, you got to avoid all the bad stuff, give your body what it needs. You need oxygen every day for your whole life. You need water every day for your whole life. You need the 90 essential nutrients every day for your whole life. Okay? Now, this goes for 600 different diseases. We have programs for 600 different diseases. And again, there are no genetically transmitted diseases, you know, autoimmune transmitted diseases. And Pastor Creflo Dollar, he had me speak to his church when his daughter healed and came out of that hospital, defying what the doctors had said. And he had me speak at his church, and he had me speak at various other churches. And again, he introduced me to Andy Young and Evander Holyfield and Theo Ratliff and so forth. and, of course, Martin Luther King III and Coretta Scott King. And so I've been speaking in black churches, gosh, for 40 years, been working with the black community for 50 years. And Pastor Creflo Dollar said, you got to put this into a book. And he recorded my speech to his church, okay, called it Black Gene Lies. The book is called Black Gene Lies, and Pastor Creflo Dollar paid for the first 10,000 copies to be printed. We sell an enormous amount of these all around the world, wherever there's black communities around the world. It's a book and a CD set, Black Gene Lies. And another book that we like to see the black community use is Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity, Diabetes, and the Metabolic Syndrome, which is high blood pressure and heart disease and those kinds of things. And so this is unimpeachable. I deal with over 60 countries now. I think we're bringing in 10 more countries. We brought in a company that's dealing in many countries that we're not in. So we're going to be in 70 countries here by the end of this year. We're so excited about this. Right now we have warehouses in 60 countries because our programs work. Now, the beautiful thing about this is if you take these things beforehand, you never get sick. Now, I'm 83 years old, and I started taking the 90 essential nutrients when I was 9, as Yolanda was alluding to. I had diseases nobody knew. They didn't have names for them. My parents took me to 20 different doctors, and they were going to put me into an institution and study me as I died, and that didn't sound good to me. So I just started eating animal food, and in 3 days' time, I cured myself of a disease that I'd had for 5 years. 20 doctors couldn't cure me, and I just cured myself just by eating animal food with all the vitamins and minerals in it. So I knew when I was 9 that there was something that was missing in the training of the medical profession. When it comes to physical stuff, surgeries, you want to go there. When it comes to longevity, they know very little. All of their treatments are designed to treat the symptoms of disease. For instance, type 2 diabetes is a very simple disease. It's a nutritional deficiency disease. Type 2 diabetes makes up 98% of the diabetic population. And it's a simple nutritional deficiency. You give me somebody who's been a type 2 diabetic for 40 years, and in 2 to 6 weeks, they won't be a diabetic anymore. Type 1 diabetes is a birth defect, but it's not a genetic birth defect. Mom is missing something during the time when the beta cells are being formed in the islets of Langerhans, which produces the insulin when the baby's born, as a type 1 diabetic. Now, you can't reverse it totally, but I can manage it much better with my nutritional program. Instead of their blood sugar being 200, I can get it down to maybe 120 with my supplement program, and they'll add 25 to 50 healthy years of your life. Now, the funny thing that you'll hear happening, and you may have had this experience in your community, where somebody is, say, 60 years old, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, look, you got diabetes. He puts them on metformin, which is an oral product for controlling type 2 diabetes. He comes back in a month, and his sugar is doubled. The doctor says, oh, you got type 1 diabetes. No, type 1 diabetes is only in newborn babies. It doesn't occur in a 65-year-old person that never had diabetes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he was eating gluten and could not absorb. His intestines were so damaged, he couldn't absorb the metformin, which is an oral medication. And the doctors just loved it. He had to be on the insulin and come to the doctor every month, okay, is what the doctors like. And so doctors treat symptoms. All of their treatments treat symptoms. The only treatments the doctors give to cure anything are antibiotics to kill bacteria like staphylococcus, streptococcus, salmonella, that kind of stuff. And so you have to appreciate that the doctors make their living by treating the symptoms. People are happy. Oh, my pain is gone. I was in pain for 20 years in my back. The doctor gave me this new drug, and the pain went away in 2 weeks, and I'm pain-free now. Well, then in 2 more years, they have to have a double hip replacement, okay, because the drug just relieved the symptoms. It didn't fix the problem. And so this is the difference from what we do. We fix the problem compared to what medical systems do, which treat the symptoms, okay? And this is true of high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis. People have all these diseases. And I'm going to just throw that back to you, Yolanda, so I know you have some specific questions you want me to cover.
Absolutely, but you, it's a great segue. You were really getting right into it. So when we think about some of those conditions, and let's sort of go back to where you were in the beginning when you talked about children that get COVID. Well, you know, in the Black community and community of color, that's where there seem to be many of those cases. So as we continue to get out of this pandemic, and but we still need to take care of ourselves, what would you say to someone that has COVID? What regimen would you tell them that they would need to do?
Okay, we've dealt with a lot of these Navy SEALs or your best friends and so forth. We've dealt with literally millions of people with COVID all around the world, so we have a lot of experience with this. Number one, they got to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, rye, oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks because it neutralizes your stomach acid so you cannot absorb nutrition. And so this is something very important here. Get rid of the bad foods. Then you want to take the 90. And then we have, of course, the what we call the programs for 600 different diseases, okay? We have secret sauces, we call them, for 600 different diseases. Now, the important thing that you sort of alluded to here for COVID, pre-existing conditions set you up for a bad time for COVID. Now, pre-existing conditions include obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Now, all of those are nutritional deficiencies, and nutrition is required by your bone marrow, which is your immune system, to make white blood cells to go kill and eat the viruses, to make antibodies and stem cells to make antibodies to go kill and eat the viruses, and including COVID-19. And if you're not getting absorption of those nutrients, the 90 essential nutrients, you cannot go through that process. And so that's why people have a hard time when they have all these pre-existing conditions, because all the pre-existing conditions are nutritional deficiencies. So you got to get rid of the bad stuff, take all the good stuff, and you know, we could have saved Colin Powell. If Colin Powell would come to us, I guarantee you. And he had two vaccinations. He had two breakthrough infections with COVID, and he died. Colin Powell died. I think he was 84 years old. And he shouldn't have died. One of my heroes, four-star general, first Black man to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to be a U.S. Secretary of State, a very, very intelligent guy, very, very, what should I say, a loving person. But he died, I guarantee you, he was eating oatmeal for breakfast and pancakes and flour tortillas for lunch and spaghetti for dinner. And he was not taking the 90. He may have been taking something, you know, that had maybe 20 vitamins and minerals in it, but he wasn't taking the 90, and that's why he died. I just cry when I think of Colin Powell because he was always one of my heroes since I was in the military. I spent 7 years in the Army and 20 years in the Air Force. I retired as a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. And so I always look for the basic reason why things happen that aren't supposed to happen. And that's why I was promoted so much.
But, you know, Doc, that's why you sued the FDA 12 times in one, because, again, you're really interested in making sure that people understand. We have to think for ourselves. Give us the information and let us think for ourselves. So let's continue on this track as we look at what's happening in the communities. You know, there's so much going on with mental health disorders and addictive behaviors. Prenatal care is needed. Can you speak a little to that?
Okay. Yeah, we have to appreciate, again, we talk about all girls should be taking the 90 essential nutrients for a year before they're conceived. Okay. So when they're born, they've been taken for a year before they're conceived, and then all through the mama's pregnancy, they're taking nutrition, and they're born good, and then they need to be taking nutrition, the 90 essential nutrients, from the time they're born until, say, a month after they're dead, okay? And then same thing with all their babies, okay? They need to be taking all these nutrients. It's terrible when somebody is sexually active, and they get pregnant. Let's say they miss two cycles. I may be pregnant. So they go to the drugstore and they get a test strip. Yeah, they're pregnant. They start taking prenatal vitamins. Well, the baby's already formed in those 2 months before she was taking any vitamins and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have all these birth defects. They're not genetic. And they're not autoimmune. They're all just nutritional deficiencies, except there's a few poisoned ones, you know, like fetal alcohol syndrome and things like that. But babies are born with all kinds of problems. And, of course, you have all these gender issues, and babies are born with the gender issues. Well, why was that? Well, mama was not taking the vitamins and minerals when the brain was forming. The hypothalamus tells you who to chase for sex and who you're going to allow to chase you for sex. And when that hypothalamus is not formed properly, it gets confused. Okay, and that's why there's gender problems, because mama's missing nutrition during the time of that hypothalamus being formed in the brain. They don't make that decision when they're 12 years old. That decision is made when they're, say, 2 weeks old embryo. Okay, and if the mother's not taking the 90 essential nutrients, even if she is, but if she's eating gluten for 3 meals a day, she's not absorbing those nutrients, she's still going to have problems with her babies. We're talking about cleft palate. You can prevent all cleft palates, but when the baby's born with it, you got surgery. And same way with heart defects, same way with spina bifida, same way with leg defects, same way with hernias and lung defects and brain defects and eye defects. All these things are caused by nutritional deficiencies in the embryo, and they are all 100% preventable. And that's my goal. And so this is why we've written so many books and come up with so many CDs and things. But Hell's
right.
Kitchen, everybody in the black community should be reading Hell's Kitchen, listening to the CD. Everybody in the black community should be reading the book, Black Gene Lies, and listening to the CD. And know that you can add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life and eliminate all of these birth defects and health problems by following the 90 essential nutrients and getting rid of the bad stuff.
Okay. So, guys, so if you think about in the community, the mental health, the addictive behaviors, really it's key thing that Doc was telling you was that nutrition. I also would just want to put another feather in Doc's cap is the fact that baby formula, how many nutrients would you say is in baby formula?
Well, until we sued the FDA, the nutrition baby formula had 3. And that was my 12th suit against the FDA in federal court, and we won. And, of course, we won because we went to China and did 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that died of cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, and sudden infant death syndrome. Published it in 3 languages, okay, Mandarin, Cantonese, and English.
Mm-hmm.
Received the Klaus Schwartz Award for that one, 1,700 autopsies in those kids in Heilongjiang province. And there's that one nutrient was missing in that soil. So we sued the FDA, and they couldn't go against 1,700 autopsies being published in all the big journals and so forth. So they ruled in our favor. And we had been trying for 25 years to get these nutrients into baby formulas because they only had 3 nutrients in it. And I'm the guy who discovered – I was working at the Yerkes Primate Center in 1977 as a pathologist for NASA and found the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis. I sent blind slides. In other words, I didn't tell them it was from a monkey. I just sent slides of the tissues around to medical schools and said, I think this is cystic fibrosis. What do you think? On their letterheads in 1977, they wrote back and said, yeah, this is a classic example. And then I told them it was from a monkey, and I said, at the very least, we got an animal model now to study cystic fibrosis. And I was in the newspaper every day for 3 months all around the world because I had found, an animal model for a genetic disease in humans. Well, it wasn't a genetic disease. It turns out that the people who were the behavioral study people had changed the diet for the monkeys, and I got permission to do biopsies of the other 24 baby monkeys about the same age on the same bad diet. And sure enough, they all had cystic fibrosis. None of them were related to each other, so you could tell it wasn't a genetic disease. And when I wrote the paper to present the paper at a big meeting, they fired me because I was saying that their classic example of a genetic disease was not genetic. It was still genetic to them. So they fired me. So that's when I went back to school and became a physician. Then I was working with the Amish community on muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been able to eliminate muscular dystrophy. We gave Jerry Lewis a dozen charts where doctors had signed off, said these kids were born with muscular dystrophy. They don't have it anymore. They're like 6, 8, 10, 12 years old. They're on Wallach's program. And because we had forced through the FDA, the court ruling occurred April 16, 2013, to force them to put these nutrients into the baby formulas, Enfamil and Similac and the others, which they did. And we got a bonus. Not only did we get rid of cystic fibrosis, okay, but
mm-hmm.
in a year and a half, We got rid of sudden infant death syndrome. We got rid of muscular dystrophy. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association fired Jerry Lewis, the telethon guy, who had raised $2 billion for them. And he brought them our cure for muscular dystrophy. And they said, oh, sorry, Jerry, you're done. And they closed down the telethon after he'd raised $2 billion for them because they didn't want to believe that it wasn't genetic. Well, you don't hear about muscular dystrophy anymore. You don't hear about the telethon anymore. You don't hear about the Muscular Dystrophy Association anymore. You don't hear about cystic fibrosis anymore. And you don't hear about sudden infant death syndrome anymore because just putting those nutrients into the baby formulas eliminated those three diseases, two of which they thought were genetic and one they thought the mothers were laying on the babies. And I just cry every time I think about all the mothers whose babies had died of sudden infant death syndrome, which was a nutritional deficiency. They committed suicide. They took poison. They shot themselves in the head. They stabbed themselves in the chest like Harry Carey because their churches ostracized them, their families ostracized them, their community ostracized them because they had laid on and killed their babies. That wasn't true. It was a nutritional deficiency in the formula that killed the baby.
Absolutely. You know, Doc, it's absolutely amazing, and we're going to wrap this up in just a moment. But what I want to do is ask you a little bit. You know, folks are really concerned with their vision. Folks are not being able to see as much, and some people don't understand when we say that you may have osteoporosis of the skull.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could sort of talk a little bit more about that. And the capabilities of someone being able to change their vision, to be able to see, okay?
Okay. Yeah, well, I won a wager with an eye doctor, a medical doctor who's an eye doctor. I'm not going to say his name because he turned out to be a bad guy. Okay. I was giving a lecture in Salt Lake City, Utah, and the first question after my lecture was, my mom is 85 years old, and she's blind. She's been blind for 6 years with macular degeneration. Is there anything you can do for her? And I said, yeah, I can reverse that. And this guy jumps up in the back room and says, Walt, you're a GD liar. I said, well, who are you, sir? And he says, well, I'm a medical doctor. I'm an eye doctor. And I diagnose blindness all the time, and there's no way you can reverse it. And I said, well, let's have a little wager on that. You give me, 10 of your people. He actually gave me 25. He said, take your 10. I said, I'll just take all 25. And I put them on my program, which I'm going to discuss here in a second. And I said, give me 90 days. Well, in 90 days, all 25 of them that had been legally blind, diagnosed by this doctor, eye doctor, for 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, legally blind, I reversed them. They could all read 20/20 without glasses, okay? It freaked everybody out. But again, this made big, 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 big stories because this is true. We have a whole program for this. Now, the reason why this works is because most of the blindness in people when they get, over 60 years of age is due to osteoporosis of the skull. There's 25 different diseases that occur that are caused by osteoporosis of the skull. When you look at the eyes, the nerve feed from the brain to the back of the eye is called the optic nerve. There's also an optic artery which goes from the arteries underneath the brain into the back of the eye. And then there's also the veins that come back out of the eye, back into those veins underneath the brain. And this is squeezed when you have osteoporosis of the skull. There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves. 12 come on the right side, 12 come off the left side. Your spinal cord comes out of the foramen magnum, which is Latin for big hole on the back of the skull, and the spinal cord comes out. And everybody's heard of sciatica and low back issues causing leg problems and hammer toes and that kind of stuff. Well, the same thing is true with your arms and your wrists. You can get things like all kinds of arthritis and things like tingling and numbness, carpal tunnel syndrome, trigger fingers, because you have osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the spinal cord as the spinal cord is coming out of the back of the brain because the spinal cord is formed in the brain, not in the spine. Okay? And so, at any rate, we do have a program to rebuild the skull. Okay, it's called the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. We throw in the MSM, which supports and promotes maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, makes your bone itself, including the skull. And then vitamin D3, three of those twice a day to make sure you're absorbing the minerals and putting them in the right place in the skull. And then also they want to take the Beyond OsuFX, it's in liquid or powder. You can mix it in the drink or put the powder, you know, in your applesauce in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have what's called the collagen peptides, which help build cartilage and also the infrastructure of the bone in the skull. And the skull will get an inch thick. It's called Paget's disease. I'm trying to make him change it to Wallach's disease because Paget was an English doctor, and he thought the skull being an inch thick was due to an autoimmune disease. No, it's actually caused by osteoporosis of the skull and nutritional deficiency. Dr. Mullen and I wrote a book called It's All in Your Head. We covered 25 different diseases that are caused by osteoporosis of the skull. And the skull will go back to its normal architecture, relieve the pressure on the optic nerve, optic artery, and optic vein. And people who are losing their vision get their vision back. And people who have lost their vision, many of them will totally get their vision back, even though the doctors say, oh, you have problems here, you know. You've got, things like, let's see here. Oh, you've got cataracts. You've got macular degeneration. You've got glaucoma. And most of the time, none of that's true. But what do you know, right? You're just sitting in the chair, and the doctor's making all these decisions. And even if you go to another doctor, he might say, well, it's not you may have macular degeneration. You may have cataracts, but they're not as bad as your doctor's talking about. They're not ready for surgery yet. Whatever's going on there, you know, give us a chance. Give us 90 days. That's what I always say. Give us 90 days and see what our program does for you before you submit to surgery, which can, you know, cause death as a side effect.
Absolutely. So, you know, guys, for those of you that are out there, the programs in which Dr. Wallach is referring to, please give us a call and we can give you more information and give you a program dedicated and will work for you. Because we'll need to have some information. We need to know how much you weigh, your age, and then we'll be able to help you get into better health. So really, today was truly about educating you, but get the radical, get the healthy brain and heart pack. Those are just if you get started there, you can't go wrong. Get Dr. Wallach's book, Black Gene Lies, and also Hell's Kitchen. Please contact either Michael or myself, and we will help you to get better and get this information. And you definitely want to get Dr. Wallach's books, and there are many more that he has. That Dead Doctors Don't Lie, we would definitely recommend that one as well. And then the one that he just talked about is All in Your Head. So do give us a call, Michael, at 516-456-8932, 516-456-8932. Or you can call Raymond or myself at 713-628-6129, 713-628-6129. So I'm going to now throw this back to Michael and to Mr. Nance. Do you want any other questions that Dr. Wallach would want Dr. Wallach to answer? We can definitely do that. But I think we pretty much covered all that we wanted to tonight, Michael, unless we missed something.
Yes, I have a couple of things that I'd like doctors to talk on.
Okay.
Doc, can you talk on, a lot of people have this laser surgery in their eyes, and it produces scar tissue. I know you know a lot with aromatherapy and essential oils. Are there any oils that we can take that will help remove that scar tissue?
Okay, well, that's another issue. Removing scar tissue from the eye is a long process. You really got to work on that diet, get rid of all the bad foods. And there's probably about six other secret sauces that have to be added to it. And I need more information. But there's one thing that I should tell you. When people have white, gray, and silver hair, okay, which happens as you get older, but it has nothing to do with age. It's due to a nutritional deficiency. The same deficiency that causes white, gray, and silver hair also causes varicose veins, spider veins, and hemorrhoids. That same deficiency causes the aneurysms in the brain and aneurysms in the heart and the arteries, which you can die from suddenly. And it's one of those things where You have to really, 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 really watch it, okay? And aromatherapy oils do not deal with structure. We're talking structure here, and so we're talking a totally different issue. And you know you're absorbing when your gray hair goes away. I don't care if you're 80 years old. You know, I'm 83, and I don't have any gray hair, okay? And that's because now I'm not coloring my hair. I don't wear a wig, but I've been taking these 90 essential nutrients for 75 years. I've been gluten-free for 75 years. And so it's one of those things where you really, really, really have to pay attention to these things. It's a red warning light. We actually have a CD called the Red Warning Light. It goes into about nine of these different pre-existing conditions, which sets you up for a bad time if you get the COVID because they're all nutritional deficiencies. And but aromatherapy oils, we have a lot of them. We have a whole division, okay? We have a book called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. We have Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and Passport to Aromatherapy. And we have a whole division with aromatherapy oils. But they're not for blindness, scar tissue in the eye, no.
Okay. Next question is, I've been playing Black Gene Lies for this broadcast. And one of the questions that came up is about the violence in the black community. And you talk about the lack of lithium. And I think there's a cycle that's going on because it starts in the prenatal where the babies don't get the proper nutrition. They grow up with violence. So what can we do to get more lithium and to cut down and decrease the violence in the black community?
Okay, well, that's a good question. It's actually quite easy. You know, you can talk to Yolanda. We will sell them to you guys at wholesale prices. And if you get on auto ship, I will personally pay the shipping so you don't have to pay the shipping. You're going to save a lot of money on the shipping, okay? But this is something that has to be taught in the community, just like rock music is taught, just like safety is taught. You know, if you see a red light, don't cross the street against the red light because you get hit by a car. Same way with sports. I deal so much with black athletes at the Olympic level, at the professional level, because they get a lot of misinformation. And so they need these 90 essential nutrients. They need a sports drink like Rebound that we made for Theo Ratliff. And, of course, we have this project we made for Evander Holyfield, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. That's our 90 essential nutrients with 115 other nutrients added to it. So it's got over 200 nutrients. I think it's got 215 nutrients in this one product, and it goes by body weight. And this is just has to be taught in the schools. It has to be taught by the Boy Scouts. It's got to be taught by the Girl Scouts. I like the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. I was an Eagle Scout. I was an Explorer Scout. We did a lot of community service. We fought forest fires. We did community service when there was outbreaks of diseases, and we would pass out schedules for vaccination locations and that kind of stuff. And so you want to get to the Boy Scouts, get to the Girl Scouts, get to the churches. We have, like I say, we've got over 100 CDs. We've got 50 DVDs. We've got over 15 books. I'm working on another book. In fact, this new book coming out, it'll probably be the middle of next year when it's out and finished. It's called The Third Testament. It gives all the credit and glory to God, and it goes into all the things that happened before the Old Testament and all the things that happened after the New Testament that have to be addressed because we have science now that they didn't have back in those days. And by addressing these things, for instance, this global warming thing has nothing to do with fossil fuels. The global warming thing has to do with dams, damming up the food supply to the algae in the swamps and the oceans, which make oxygen. Everybody knows about photosynthesis, and they teach in school. They teach it takes sunlight and chlorophyll. That's wrong. It takes sunlight, chlorophyll, and 20 nutrients. They never teach the 20 nutrients. And so that's why did the dinosaurs die? There were no cars back then. Why did all the trilobites die before the dinosaurs? There were no cars back then. And they're still blaming it on global warming. Okay, no, no, no. It was all because of the dams that the glaciers built, okay? And the glaciers create moraines, which are dams they push in front of them, and shut off the food supply to the algae. They didn't get their 20 nutrients. They couldn't do, break down carbon dioxide into oxygen and carbon chains. So the oxygen level goes up, no oxygen. And so the trilobites died of hypoxia. The dinosaurs died of hypoxia. Our dead zones in the world are caused by hypoxia. And the reefs are dying by hypoxia, not from pollution and global warming.
So, Mike, did you have a question around the violence in the community?
Yes, with the lithium. How do we get more lithium into our diet? And
oh, that's
easy.
Lithium is easy. It's in our plant-derived minerals. Lithium is in our plant-derived minerals, okay? And it's that's why we have the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And also, you need oxygen. We have a product that tastes good. It's a liquid called OxyBody. But also, I want everybody to have a victory garden in their house. They can take plants that don't have flowers, so nobody has to worry about the pollen. But take these green leafy plants and put them by the windows in the kitchen, the bathrooms, the bedrooms, the kids' playrooms, and so forth. And then put 2 ounces of our liquid minerals in every pint of water you water those plants with, and they will break down all the carbon dioxide in the house into making fiber for themselves, but also they'll release oxygen into the house. And when people wake up in the morning, they're not going to be grumpy. They're not going to be grumpy and mad. They're not going to be violent because they're going to get so much oxygen by having these victory gardens in the house. And we've done this now for about, I'd say a good 10, 12 years. It works every time. You know, people say, oh, man, I got to get out of this house. I can't stand it anymore. Well, that's because there's more oxygen outside where all the grass and the trees are than there is in the house if there's no plants. You have plants in the house, and you water them with a pint of water twice a week for each plant that has these 2 ounces of these liquid plant minerals in there, and they can make oxygen out of the carbon dioxide in the house. It changes everything. You will not recognize your kids who have behavioral problems. You get them on the 90 essential nutrients, you have a victory garden in your house, the whole household will be a totally different people.
Wow. Michael, questions?
I think those were the main questions, but I just want to say thank you, Doc, for offering all these solutions. As I said in the beginning, you know, from studying your work and being around you, I believe you're a national treasure. And
the
information that you share with us can change people's lives, can make them more productive, more open to their heart and loving each other. So thank you for all the work you do. And
You and Yolanda and the whole team, and it takes a team to do this. And I realized that, you know, even no matter how much I knew, I couldn't spread the word around. I mean, even Jesus had 12 apostles, okay? And so it's one of those things where you have to have help. Even God's Son had to have help.
Absolutely. Brother Michael. And, guys, let me just clarify one thing, and then I'll turn it back over to Michael and to Forrest. We are more than happy to help you again with the perfect regimen for you and your health. And as Dr. indicated, if you will get on what we call auto ship, I just want to clarify that, where you will not pay any shipping, you want to give this at least 90 to 120 days. It's working at the cellular level. Cells regenerate every day, but they recycle every 120. So that's why we definitely, Doc, is more than willing to pay for the shipping if you're committed to getting better with your health. So that's shipping on when you are on auto ship. So that I just wanted to clarify that. So with that, I've enjoyed this. It's been absolutely a pleasure. We'll do it again and again and again. And whenever you want us, we want to do everything that we can to educate. So just remember, this is the first generation where parents are outliving their children. We've got to change that. So.
Well, young.
Michael and Forrest,
I don't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to ask the doctor, this is Forrest, your host. I wanted to ask the doctor two quick questions, Doc, because I asked Michael, he told me to ask you about the cauliflower pie crust. Where can I order that?
Okay, you can get that in most grocery stores. The grocery stores, they have their frozen, the cauliflower crust. We have kids and grandkids love it. You don't have to give up anything. You know, tonight I'm going to have two lamb chops that we got from Australia. I'm going to have sweet potatoes. I'm going to have a salad with tomatoes and celery and cucumbers and so forth. I'm going to have a glass of red wine. I'm going to have, let's see here, a third of a pint of Häagen-Dazs gluten-free ice cream. They have like 12 different flavors for dessert. And I have wild rice. If I'm not going to have the sweet potatoes, I can have wild rice. I don't eat bread. I will eat things like rice crackers and rice cakes because they don't have any gluten in them.
Right,
okay?
Got that.
And for breakfast, I have the wild rice, but it can't be fried. Okay, it can't be fried. It's just steamed wild rice. And again, I will have sliced salmon for breakfast. I love my sliced wild salmon from Alaska. You can get it in any grocery store. You can get those frozen pizzas that are gluten-free with the cauliflower and rice flour crust. And so the kids can have their pizza. I'll have pizza. I put hamburgers that I make. I just get the ground beef, and we make our own hamburgers so we know that nobody put any flour in them, like they do at these hamburger places. And so we make sure that we have the hamburger on top of the cheese. It has four different cheeses, got like five different vegetables. We can add fish on there. You're going to have canned fish. Make sure they're packed in water, not in oil.
Right.
You want the fish, you know, like sardines, packed in water, not packed in olive oil. Well, isn't olive oil good? Well, only when you grow an olive tree and you pick the olive and you put the olive in your mouth. That olive oil has been sitting in a warehouse in 120 degrees for 3 months and then on the store shelf for 6 months before you bought it. It's oxidized. It's turned into a terrible poison.
Okay.
So I'll tell you one more thing here. Don't get bread from thrift stores. Well, we throw away the three or four slices of bread that have the penicillin mold on it. Well, it's not penicillin mold. It's called aspergillus, and it makes a product called aflatoxin, and it causes liver cancer. That's why poor people and black people have such a high rate of liver cancer, because they eat that bread from the thrift stores that have the aflatoxin in it, and it causes liver cancer.
Okay. Now, Doc, we're here in Jersey, mm-hmm. from what I understand. You're down there in the Lone Star state of Texas, correct?
Nope.
No.
That's Yvonne.
I'm in California. I'm in Texas.
Okay, so you're in California. I got family out there in L.A. But, Doc, I'm here in Jersey. They don't have cauliflower, the cauliflower pie crust in like regular stores. Maybe like you guys are privy to out there in California. So is there a company that you know where I can order the pie crust and get the cauliflower? Because I have a young lady by the name of Deborah. She makes some excellent organic sweet potato pies.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. When we hang up, I'm going to go look at the address and the manufacturers and the phone numbers of the manufacturers in the back of the box. We buy 25 at a time. I'll get that to Yolanda, and she can get that information to you, okay?
Thank you so much. Last question. You talk about your 90-day pack with the essentials, with the aminos and the vitamins and the minerals. What's your take on sea moss? Because I do sea moss. I do a lot of sea moss. I'm energized. I'm 64. That's my physical. My chronological is 34. I feel good. I do my push-ups, dips, pull-ups, and my leg squats every day, Doc, like I did when I was 34 back in the day. So what's the difference between the sequoidin and the sea moss?
Okay, well, they're probably quite closely related. Sea moss, of course, is probably relationship to peat moss. I don't know if it's peat moss you're talking about or sea moss, okay? Could be peat moss. But
no, sea moss. It's sea moss. Irish moss is... It's closely related from what I understand. Irish moss, sea moss.
Okay.
But I get it says Irish moss, organic Irish moss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And so, yeah, it's a green plant. And if it's getting its sunlight and it's getting the chlorophyll, okay, it's green, and
mm-hmm.
And also it's getting the 20 nutrients, it can make oxygen. But also it's going to have in it what's in the soil that it grew in or the water that it grew in.
Right.
Nutritional minerals occur in veins like gold and silver. They don't occur in a uniform blank around the crust of the earth. And so you can eat something from one place, and it has X amount of minerals in there, and then you get that same plant from a different place, and it has a different menu of minerals in there. And so that's why we get ours from a particular place, that they always, everything is always the same. And so we know exactly what we're dealing with each time. And so, again, I know what I know. And so you have to give me an analysis. This company that sells this stuff has an analysis of what it is and the species name, the scientific name of this sea moss. And then we need to see a chemical analysis of what's in it. Okay?
Right.
I don't think it has picoridin in it.
Well, it's from the sea. That's why I asked sea moss, Irish moss, and then you had the sacoidin. And the sacoidin is basically taken from a certain part of the world, correct?
The Antarctic and the Arctic, yeah, it is.
Right, okay. Now, last question for the doc, because he deals with a lot of black churches. Have you ever dealt with any of our dear Muslim brothers in the masjids across the world or in the country here?
I do, and I have dealt with the Muslims, absolutely, and so I'm happy to do that. And this new book coming out, in addition to the Old Testament and the New Testament, I put the Muslim materials, you know, from let's see, what's his face?
Muhammad.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Prophet Muhammad?
Yes.
Okay. So the reason why I asked you that, Doc, last question. Have you ever been have you ever been privy to reading the book by Elijah Muhammad, How to Eat to Live, Part 1 and Part 2?
I have read abstracts. I have not read the whole thing.
And what's your take on what you've read so far?
Well, again, he was doing a great – I think he did a great job. The Muslim religion came along about 600 years after Christianity, okay?
Right.
After Jesus was crucified. And so you just have to remember, we're talking 2,000 years ago. They didn't have a lot of technology and this, that, and the other. So he was going on history and what families had done and successful, healthy families, what they did and so forth. But again – the same plant grown in different places is different stuff. And so that's why you have to supplement to guarantee you're going to get the same thing every time. You're not going to put dirt from Texas or Saudi Arabia into your car instead of oil and hope there's oil in it.
Right.
You put oil in your car. The same way with your body. You got to put everything you know in it. You can't say, well, I can save a lot of money. I can get dirt from Saudi Arabia for 10 cents a quart. I'll just put 6 quarts of dirt from Saudi Arabia in my car. I'll save a lot of money. There's bound to be some oil in it. That's, you know, that's dirt from Saudi Arabia. Well, that would not be very smart. The same way with saying, well, I'm going to take this stuff, this plant, because you don't know where it came from. You don't know the analyses of the soil that it grew in.
Right.
And, okay, and it's one of those things where so many of the things they were talking about in those days, when they would take the plants and they would go other places, they couldn't get the same health results. Now, there's one thing that people forget, and the reason why I wrote that book, Hell's Kitchen, was because at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, Thomas Edison pulled the switch on the first commercial electric generating plant. And within 10, 12 years, he had 40 different diseases nobody ever seen before, and they blamed him on bad genes. Now, what had happened was, when they went to electricity, there was no more wood stoves, no more fireplaces, no more fire pits. And where had people been getting their minerals for thousands of years, even before the time of Moses? From wood ashes going into the garden, from wood ashes going into your food. Wood ashes are, say, 2 or 3% carbon and 95, 98% minerals that the tree had sucked up out of the ground. But when they went to electricity, there's no more wood ashes going into your food. And unless you're supplementing with those minerals that we have been getting, Grandma, you're probably old enough to remember Grandma putting wood ashes into her food. And putting wood ashes into the garden, out in the backyard, for the onions and the carrots and the cucumbers and the beans and bell peppers and so forth. But we don't do that anymore because we have electricity. And unless you're supplementing, you're missing all that stuff that people have been getting for years and living to be 800 years of age.
There you go. Well, Doc, listen, I appreciate it very much. Do you have to go? Because sometimes we do the queue.
Yeah.
That means that you have to go, Doc?
I do have to go.
Stretch for time, Doc.
Stretch for time.
You stretch? Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you for coming on. That doorbell meant that someone wanted to ask you a question, but maybe we could bring
you
back a little longer. Or you take one. Jay, do we have somebody that wants to ask Dr. Wallach a question?
Take one more.
Okay. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate your time. Jay, do we have somebody?
7211, you live.
Okay, there you go, Doc.
Okay.
7211, go ahead. Speak up. We can hear you.
Yes, this is Marsha Bond, the lovely songbird. And I just wanted to say I'm listening in and I'm hearing everything and I appreciate everything that you said and I'm taking it all in and I appreciate my cousin Forrest Nance for the privilege for me to listen in. And all I say is that I'm grasping everything in and I'm going to try my best to do everything that I can to get myself healthy and longevity. I thank you everything that I've
heard. You're an angel of God. You're an angel of God with you know, saying what you're saying. It tells me you got the message that there are things that can be done, but we have to do them because the medical profession doesn't do them. If you get run over by a truck, you got to go to the emergency room. But if you want to live a long, healthful life and spend 25 to 50 more years with the people you love, you got to do it yourself.
That's right. Well, Doc, on that note, Marsha, thank you for calling in. Doc, peace and blessings to you. I appreciate you coming on. Please don't let this be a last. I don't know how many Farses you know in this world because you're a man that's covered a lot of space, I'm sure, in your time. But I'm one of the Farses. You got the actor Forrest Whitaker. Remember Forrest Tucker and F Troop? You know, Forrest Gump, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for you to come back on, Doc, really. And I appreciate Yolanda for coming on. Thank you so much. Yes, yes.
Okay.
And peace and blessings to you and Yolanda. And I appreciate y'all. And also, Brother Michael. And we're about to take a little station identification break, and we'll be back on with our dear brother Rashad El Amin. Thank you, and peace and blessings, y'all. Be safe out there, everybody.
Okay. As they say,
thank you,
God. Come to God's glory.
Thank you.
Come to God's glory.
Yeah, January 2/1, when two became one. When the most I blessed you was the most incredible one. I closed my eyes as a reminisce about that very first dance, that very first kiss. It's easy to see how to believe how a simple dance become a lifetime of love and romance. So first I want to thank your mother and father for giving birth to my gift, my soulmate, my best friend, my special wish. You see, you held me down when the world was trying to knock me down. Took me to a higher place when I was standing on shaky ground. So I'm forever indebted and I never regret it. I've turned my life around and I never forget it. Thanks for being the love of my life, and I love this life that we live in. And thanks for staying in my life, because together we as one, we're winning. That's why I dedicate this to my boo, because I'm dedicated to my boo. All the things I've seen and done, all the things that I've been through, no one ever, I mean never, held me down quite like you. That's love. Now, I never confessed to be a player, although I had my share of love games a few times before. But now that I have you in my life, I don't have to play those games anymore. I know no relationship is perfect, but what we have is well worth it. For richer, for poorer, for better, for worse, to death do us part. See, we was blessed from the very start. So many fall in love for all the wrong reasons. We fell in love all four seasons. And like I told you from the start, I'm just trying to be the best black man I can be. But I need a strong black woman that truly understands me. From day one, you show and prove to be genuine. Smiling like sunshine, kisses tasting like cinnamon. Yes, we took our time, we learned to walk with each other and talk to each other. We learned to love each other and trust each other. But most of all, we learned if we pray together, we stay together. That's why I dedicate this to my boo, because I'm dedicated to my boo. To make a long story short, wow, I guess I just love you. That's love.
Dedicated to my boo, can't believe you do what you do.
right, family, we back. Hey, listen, I'm giving shout-outs next week because Dr. Joel Wallach took up a lot of the time on the pop, but rightfully so, because the man came with a wealth and a fruit bowl of knowledge that he bestowed upon this podcast audience tonight. All right. Before I bring on our dear brother Rashad El Amin, I just want to say once again, family, when you come on this podcast, Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. All right. We try to bring health, healing, social issues because, you know, it's a serious thing out here nowadays. When I say a thing, I'm talking about whether you're political, non-political, whatever, all right? It's serious out here, all right? You got people trying to take away your right to vote, your right to do what you need to do as far as being a human being, and there's a lot of things coming into place, all right? They talk about the Great Reset. Things may not return to the way we used to know them, okay? So the thing is, I'm bringing people on, all right, to stir your mind, all right, so that this way you can ask the questions. That's why I always tell you, hit that number one button, all right? We'll bring you in if you have a question to ask Brother Rashad. For those people who want to ask Brother Wallach something, don't worry about it because his distributor, Michael Collins, who introduced him, and Sister Yolanda. Michael is part of my podcast family. He'll be back on. You know, I'll bring the brother back on so you can address whatever you need to address. Once again, Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself, and this is why I say to you, support. We have to support each other. All right, support comes in the way of keeping yourself healthy. That's what I'm committed to, okay? I had my fun. I had my disco years. I had my partying years, playing around out here, doing things. Now it's time to give back to the community, young, old, whatever you may be, all right? That's why I tell you guys, check out the green tea, all right? It's a detox. It's organic, and it's polyphenols, people who have had cancer problems. All right, you heard my man John Brosnan come on, and he was talking about how it reversed his cancer, kept him cancer-free for the last 12 to 13 years. All right, there are remedies out here, okay? So you just have to make sure that you get things in your body to keep you healthy, family, because none of us are going to live forever. It's just that if you enjoy life, you believe in the Creator, the Most High, you want to live it in a most environment, Lindsay, if I'm saying it correctly, a most environmental way where you're enjoying life. All right, make the best of what you can while we're here on this earth. That's what I'm saying, family. I said ente, but there's no such a thing. But anyway, all right, check out the green tea. You get a discount. Go on my Facebook page, Forrest Nance. If not, the number is, all right, and we always tell you, me and Michelle always tell you, have pen and pad ready. 609 is the area code for your green tea, in case you guys don't want to go on Facebook or not on Facebook, because a lot of people are not on Facebook. 609-680-9331. Call and say, I'm ordering my tea from Forrest Nance, all right? And you get a discount for your bag. And also they have steepers. The steepers hold the tea. You put the lid on it. It draws the oxygen out of the green tea, and it makes it even more potent. This is the best tea in the world. Like Dr. Wallach said, he talks about research. Research has proven this is the best green tea in the world for your heart, all right, and for your health. So also, now it's time to introduce our master herbalist, and he sells the black seed oil, which I get black seed oil from him faithfully, all right. Without further ado, my dear brother, Rashad El Amin. Peace and blessings, brother Rashad.
Peace and blessings, my brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, just making sure. I thought you were going to bring that clapping on. That's why I asked first. Anyway, I want to thank the audience for tuning in and pray everybody as well. Again, I thank you, Forrest, for allowing me the time to share whatever knowledge and wisdom I may have to share with the audience. And again, I want to thank Michael for having Dr. Wallach on. I thought that was a very good presentation. A lot of those things he said, it was amazing. Those were some great stories, you know, about some of the famous people that he helped to reverse whatever conditions they had, and that's a good thing. And I did want to ask him a couple of questions, but I guess I'll maybe talk to Michael about that. And some of the products that he was selling, I had tried to tune in. I had hit number one, but I didn't get any response. But it's okay. But I do want to say this towards you brought up about the Muslim community, the Islamic community, and you asked Dr. Wallach, had he been to some of the masjids there, and had he did presentations there, and he said he had been to a few. And so, and then you had mentioned how to eat to live. Let me start there first. I myself was in the Nation of Islam back in the late 60s and the mid, and first half of the 70s. And I read Elijah Muhammad's, both his books, How to Eat to Live, 1 and 2. And I followed his dietary plan. And what happened was that the majority of all the Muslims were eating one meal a day. And that one meal a day sustained us. I have to say this. Everybody was slim and trim, was energetic. Everybody had beautiful skin. I mean, it looked beautiful, beautiful. And I never noticed anybody sick. I mean, you didn't hear about somebody in the hospital. You didn't hear about dying. I hadn't even been to a funeral unless someone was killed, actually, you know. But going to a funeral for someone dying of some disease, oh, at that time, no. I mean, but with the main theme with How to Eat to Live was to eat less. Eat less. And to me, it's kind of like intermittent fasting, wherein you have a meal in the morning and maybe not another meal till the evening. Like myself, I may have my meal consists of, aside from the supplements I take in the morning, is a smoothie. I have a wonderful smoothie with all the berries and the banana, the almond milk, and whatever I put in there, and certain powders I put in there. And after that, I'm good till I get home around 6 or 7 o'clock, next meal. And everything is digested. I feel energetic all day. I feel really good. And so that really helps let the organs rest a little bit, okay? Just like the Muslims fast during Ramadan. During Ramadan, you have something early in the morning before the sun comes up, what they call suhoor, which is a little light meal, not a heavy meal, just a little light. And you go the rest of the day without nothing, no food, no water, no nothing, till sunset. One of the best cleansing programs that I know of, and it really heals. I mean, you give all your organs a rest, you give them time to heal, and you feel so energetic during the day. It's just a wonderful thing. I'm telling you, it's like when I do it, my whole diet for that month is a raw diet. Salads, fruits, smoothies, okay? The smoothie early in the morning, and then I have my salad in the evening, and whatever other foods I want that's raw, I do that for a whole 30 days. I'm telling you. You look 20 years younger, you feel 20 years younger, and your body, when you're eating from nature, like I always say, from nature, that's why in Africa, when you looked at the African people over there, when they ate from nature, they're muscular, they have nice builds and everything, because they were eating from nature, eating those good foods. You know, nowadays it's a little different, but at that time,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard some interference. I didn't know what was going on.
Okay, well, go ahead, brother.
All right, so I'm just saying, like, intermittent fasting is one of the best things you can do to keep the body healthy, okay? And people don't realize the power of fasting. Fasting saves a lot of lives. So this is very important that we learn how to fast, especially now in this day and time where we might wind up with food shortages, okay? Because all the things that is happening, all the pollution, all these farms being flooded and dried up, and you see food prices going up. There's going to come a time when you're going to have to eat less, and you got to learn how to fast. Otherwise, if you don't know how to do these things, you don't wind up starving. You don't wind up starving. So this is something that he taught us back then, fasting, eating less, you know, eating better foods than what we were taught to eat, all the slave food and all this. No. So anyway, going from there, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he himself, was revealed scripture from God, as they say, from Allah. He was revealed. He was a prophet 1,400 some odd years ago after Christianity. He was given a revelation, and that revelation brought about what they call the Quran, which is very similar to the Bible. Believe it or not, there's so many similarities in there. Some of the stories are almost the same. But one thing about the Quran, it's a very scientific book, very, very scientific. You find things in there that they're just finding out now in 2021 that this man had in that book 1,400 some years ago, okay? They going into space, and you, when you read the Quran, you see stuff in there that nowhere in the world this man could have known this stuff back then when they didn't have this technology. So these are some of the things that's in there, but at the same time, the Quran, also the Bible, also speak about different foods. If you read the Bible, then like in Leviticus and certain other chapters, you'll find dietary instructions, okay? So it is with the Quran. And so it is in the Quran, if you see certain foods mentioned, pay close attention to that food. Because that scripture is trying to tell you that this food has certain benefits, and if you take heed and incorporate those foods into your diet, you will get the benefits, like dates, olives. I think Dr. Walt spoke about olives, okay? Olives are a powerful food, okay? Dates is a very powerful food. It's one of the highest antioxidant foods on the planet. It's one of the most, that's my favorite food, period. Medjool dates. Sweet, tasty, and very nutritious. That's one of the things I love to take. First thing in the morning, I have three dates. After I take my water first, my room temperature water, my lemon water, and then I have the three dates, and I have my little supplements, and then I go from there. Okay? So the Quran speaks about these different foods. I can give you a whole list of them. I'm not going into that now. I'll just give you a little brief history about it. And then the Prophet himself. There's a book called Healing with the Medicine of the Prophet. Okay? And in there, the Prophet had all kind of instructions for different diseases and sicknesses. Okay? And I have the book right in front of me. And it's by Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya. And this book, if you look at the contents, you see it starts with part one, kinds of diseases, okay? Physical diseases that attack the body. Remedies for physical illnesses are divided into two categories. The Prophet used medicine himself and prescribed medicine for his family and companions. Every sickness has a cure. Did you hear that? Every sickness has a cure. Now, when I was listening to Dr. Wallach and some of those people who had those illnesses, and he prescribed certain packs of his formulations and healed them. Yes, every sickness has a cure. No one can tell me, like I was just talking with a gentleman this afternoon when I was out here in East Orange, a couple of brothers, we were talking, and this one brother said that his doctor told him that he couldn't reverse diabetes. There's no way, there's no cure. And he was telling him, trying to tell the guy, no, you can reverse that. The doctor's not telling you the truth. And I myself have helped people reverse diabetes between 2 weeks and to 4 weeks. Changing the diet. Okay, just changing the diet, they were able to reverse that, get off insulin, shooting up insulin, and go back to normal. So there's a cure for everything. God made a cure for everything. Everything God made in nature, okay, is there for you to help you, okay? There's plenty of different herbs and plants and everything that can help reverse your condition. Just like Hippocrates said, food is your medicine and medicine is your food, even though that came from Imhotep, but I'm just going to put that in there. But that is a true fact, okay? And the Prophet Muhammad is the one that told us about the black seed oil from the black cumin spice, which he said, this is what he said, a cure for everything but death. Now, scientific studies, scientists have shown that this is the number one oil on the planet, and the scientific studies are showing how black seed oil is helping to reverse many diseases and sicknesses, okay? So the Prophet Muhammad has something going on, you see? He has something going on. Where did he get this information? You know, think about it now. So all scriptures, my Christian brothers and sisters, read those sections where it speaks about certain foods and take heed. Muslim brothers and sisters, also Christian, you can read the Quran and take heed to those foods they talk about, okay? Because in the Quran, God says, this is wisdom for those who reflect, meaning think. Think on what I'm saying. Look at this food I'm talking about and check it out if you have to do scientific study or whatever, or use it in your body and see what happens, okay? So I always say go back to nature. Go back to the way we used to eat, okay? Right now, the way people are eating with all this fast food, all this garbage, yeah, they're suffering, okay? They are suffering big time. Now, I know Dr. Wallach spoke about gluten. You know, everybody can't handle gluten. There's a lot of people can't handle gluten. Some people can handle gluten fine and have no problems. You know, each individual is different. Everybody's not the same. What works for one may not work for another, you see? So just keep that in mind, brothers and sisters, because we always have to do research. Everybody should do, you should know your body, first of all. Study your body. Study the organs. Study your biology. All this is very important. You got to know yourself. You're in this body. You should know your body. Don't expect a doctor, like, especially, I love Dr. Wallach's book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. You're right about that. And Dr. Wallach, I don't know if you're listening, but yes, they don't live long. Okay? They don't live long. I purchased your book years ago, and it's a powerful book, and I still got the cassette tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, from many, many years ago, and I always love to hear you speak on Dead Doctors Don't Lie. So anyway, I'm just saying everybody has a different concept about the foods and dietary habits. Everybody's not going to agree on everything, but it's okay. If it works, that's what counts. If it works, that's what counts. You see? So everybody, take information from wherever you can, from rational people, from people who know what they're talking about, okay? I don't listen to doctors because doctors don't know nothing about nutrition. All they know is how to drug and cut. That's all. No cure. We can't cure you. There's no cure. There's cures all day long. We cure cancer. We can do anything if we just give ourselves a chance. These doctors put fear in you until you're going to die if you don't take my drug, if you don't take this surgery, you are going to die, period. And now you're full of fear, you're depressed, now you start to really get sick, and now you can't even heal, you see? Whereas if you just use your head and say, you know what, let me see what God got to say about this. Okay? What did he put out here? This man's using all these drugs, man-made concoctions. God had to put something out there in the environment to help me. And where do you think these drugs come from? They go to the herbs and everything, and then they make all this artificial crap, and you're buying this stuff, and you got all these side effects. You're watching the commercials, take this drug for such and such, and everybody got a smiling face, and then you have about 20, 30 different side effects. You might even die or commit suicide. What kind of nonsense is that? You don't get side effects from nature? No. If Dr. Wallach has products that come from nature, evidently that's what it must be. I mean, for coidin and all that, which for coidin, like I say, is the slimy part of the seaweed. So sea moss and all that must have some fecoidin on it, because if it's the slimy part, then that's what you want. But anyway, all these things from the sea, seaweeds are powerful. They're loaded with all kind of nutrients, calcium, so many minerals. You're eating plants from the sea, you have a powerhouse there, okay? So all these things taken into consideration. But like I said, in these scriptures, there's wisdom. You just have to know how to look into it and pay attention. So, you know, I just wanted to share that because, yes, how can a man 1,400 years ago know all this stuff and they just finding out about it now and doing studies on what he said 1,430-some years ago? Okay, so this is, you know, it's wisdom comes from all different places. And even the Prophet Muhammad said, seek wisdom even unto China. So, yeah, I'm going to China, okay, through my books and studies, and look up Chinese medicine. What do they have to offer? And Chinese have powerful information. Powerful remedy. There used to be a brother right here in East Orange, Roger Rozier, who just passed away earlier this year, who had Chinese formulations that went back to his family, I mean, going way back. They had these Chinese formulations. He used to sell it, and people swore by them and this and that. So, yeah, you know, I can go to India and Ayurvedic medicine. They have their system of medicine, okay? So every place you go, every continent has some kind of system of medicine. And you know what? Talking about black seed, do you know King Tut put in his coffin? Do you know that they had black seed in there? He was taking black seed. That's how old black seed it is, how far back it goes for people using black seed. He had black seed in there. So if he had black seed, evidently his ancestors were using black seed at the time. Okay? Because remember, the black seed was more common in Arabia, and Arabia was always part of Africa that had the Red Sea come in and kind of split it. But if you look at Arabia and Africa, it's almost like a puzzle. You can put it together. Arabia was black at the time. It was all African at the time. You see? So you had Arabia and some other parts of the Middle East was all part of Africa. Just like Egypt is Africa, it is not the Middle East. It has nothing to do with the Middle East, even though what you have there now are not the original Egyptians. Okay? So just keep that in mind. Okay? And so out of Arabia and the Middle East, you got the olives, you have the dates, you have the black seeds, the figs, all this stuff. All these are powerful foods. All these are powerful foods. And like I always say, certain foods, look at the shape of certain foods. And you say, wow, you know, this looks like a kidney, or this looks like the brain. You look at the walnut, you crack it open, and you look at the walnut, it looks like the brain. So is that brain food? And now studies have shown how it helps cognition and all these things here. So even the shape of a food can help a certain organ. Even colors has a certain effect. So we got to know food science. We got to know all these things because God made everything you need in the creation to help yourself. And when they talk about all these people that lived 800, 900 years, okay, now, people think about that physically, that they lived 800, 900 years. We don't know that for sure, but I tell you what we believe. We believe that Methuselah and whoever else that lived all those years, Methuselah's wisdom, okay, his wisdom, his knowledge lasted 800 or 900 years. And whoever else that lived all those years, their wisdom lasted those hundreds of years. Not in the physical sense, but in knowledge sense. This is how we believe it, okay? Because I don't know if anybody ever lived 800, 900 years. The oldest I ever heard of, and I don't know how true it is, was a China man. They say lived 250 years. And they had a write-up about him in the New York Times. I forgot what the year was. This man outlived something like 15 or 20 wives. He was 250, and I think he was teaching at Oxford University at one time. So this was a write-up about him. I forget the gentleman's name. It's a Chinese name. And I got the article down in my basement with a lot of information that I share with people. But anyway, so I'm looking at it knowledge-wise. Can you imagine a 900-year-old person, how they would look 900 years? Now, I know the average that the people before all this fast food came was 120 years. And that's we should all be able to live 120 years. There's people that live 150 years. And I remember, I think I shared on this podcast that back in 1982, I believe it was, when I listened to 1010 News, and they had mentioned about a couple in Palestine who were farmers, a man and a woman, and they were farming, and the gentleman who was a farmer had died. And come to find out, this man was 149 years old, and he was still working the farm, and his wife was 146 years old. And they had children that were over 100 years old. This was a report they had on the U.S. News, on 1010 News here in the New York City area. So, yes, people can live a long time. If, you know, a lot of people live off the land, seem to be healthier, and they live longer as opposed to people who live in these urban areas around all this concrete. They're not even around nature. They don't have the peace that they should have. I mean, just walking around in nature does something for you. It's very healing. It is very healing just to be in nature itself, okay, as opposed to living in an urban area where you're around concrete and then you have all the nonsense that goes on. You know, it's a whole different environment. So, yes, There's healing in that. There's healing, mind healing. If you think right, and that's why I always suggest everybody read that book, As a Man Thinketh, by James Allen. Very powerful little book that he wrote, I think, back in 1920 sometime. And he speaks about the mind and all. He speaks on health and all these things. I normally read from it when I come on the podcast. But people, read that. It'll benefit you so much, you see? So when you get around positive people, you know, somebody you have something in common with, if you're a positive person yourself, it does you wonders. Stay away from all these negative people. Stay away from all that drama because it's going to affect you. Stay away from all this bad music, especially rap music, which destroys and breaks down your body. Okay, I can go into a whole lot about that. I'm not going to go into that now. Okay, but it's the lowest form of music, and it's intentional to make you sick. Okay? So all these things keep in mind. Then they have music that can uplift you. They have music that is healing. You know, they have healing in everything, but we just got to know where to go. We got to research these things. We got to learn these things. Just don't I have people talking about, oh, you shouldn't listen to music. Music's not good. Blah, blah, blah. Man, please, give me a break. Where do you come from? It's the type of music you listen to, okay? Laughter. They say there's healing and laughter. And they showed studies how laughter has healed people. You see? So God puts something in you, and the body knows how to heal itself if you give it time. Okay? And if you give it the fuel it needs, like at the walk, certain things you need to reverse those conditions for the body to heal itself. And we always got to have rest. You got to rest at night. You got to give your body a rest, okay? And when you're resting at night, you are actually fasting. That's why in the morning you have break fast or breakfast, okay? Because you're breaking your fast. During that time, the body's healing itself. A couple of things I want to share. I didn't even get into my topic. I was going to continue from last week, but I'll do that. Oh, Forrest, and please, next week I will not be able to be on this program because I have to be at a fundraising banquet, and so, you know, I apologize, but hopefully you can fill the gap with somebody, and then, you know, I'll come on the following week. Okay?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Brother Rashad?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, well, that's no problem. We'll bring Brother Michael back on for next week. No, you know, and I'm glad you made that announcement. That way I won't have to make the announcement to the podcast audience. So podcast audience, not next week, but the following week, the brother will be back. Because from people who have been with me from day one, you know, Brother Rashad has been here from day one since I started January of 2021. I think the brother's only missed twice, so that's not bad at all. That's good attendance, and I appreciate this brother for always coming on. He always ends the shows. So he'll come on the following week, and he'll have a whole hour, because I know he wanted to continue part two, the coconut oil, what he was talking about last week. So, family, don't get disappointed. We're going to have plenty of guests on next week, but we're going to miss out dear Brother Rashad till the following week, but we will survive. So, Brother Rashad, I think you got like 5 minutes. I got to make some announcements, and then my brother, I guess we'll see week after next, and then, you know, I'll talk to you. But please give the people, when you wrap it up, Brother Rashad, your contact number, because, like I said, the Black Seed Oil family, get the Black Seed Oil from his brother. I know certain people in the podcast audience have seen Brother Rashad. This brother has top-notch Black Seed Oil. All right? Get it. I got the green tea. This brother got the black oil right here. Go right ahead, Brother Rashad.
Yes. Okay. My contact number is 973-673-0699. Call me only during the weekdays, afternoon, from noon to about 6, no weekends. And if you have any kind of problem you want to speak about, I'd be glad to help you in any way I can. Okay, so, yes. And like I said, Forrest, I'll be looking forward to being on the following week.
And hopefully everything will go well next week.
Yes, it will, my brother. And I appreciate you because you're one of the reasons why, all right, my rock is steady up here, because you bring a very, very vital information to the podcast audience. I know a lot of people have told me, they've texted me, they've told me, hey, that brother Rashad, he's the truth. And some people have seen you and have had consultations with you off being members in the audience. So once again, my dear brother, I want to thank you for coming on. Peace and blessings to you. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute, Brother Rashad. We might have somebody. Jay, does that mean we have somebody who wants to ask Brother Rashad a question or make a statement?
Yeah, me.
Okay, go ahead. That's our technician, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Randy J. Sean Jackson. My man,
Hey, go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Brother Rashad,
we was cool until you said about that rap music. When you come back in 2 weeks, we're gonna have to talk about that.
Now, listen, let me just say one thing real quick.
Well,
there's good rap and there's bad rap.
Okay.
I remember when rap first came out, brother was dropping knowledge, okay? And it was some good rap.
Yeah, that's
after a while, we got the gangster rap and all the indecency. Oh, that's not good. But anyway, don't get me wrong. I'm not condemning. I hear some rap that's from other people who you don't hear on the radio, and man, some of the most powerful rap and some of the nice wisdom. So don't get me wrong.
Right.
I'm not condemning all rap. I'm just condemning the bad rap.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, so, you know, please, there's good and bad everything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's all I was going to say. That's all I was going to say is that we got conscious rappers. We got conscious rappers like Nas and, you know,
I love those, but we
got a lot of garbage out there that's denigrating the women and just talking about that.
That's all that filth, all that going into your mind. That's not even healthy.
Right.
What's healthy
right,
is when
right.
you put them in knowledge out there, and
true,
I can
true,
listen
true.
To kind of rap with no problem. I've heard some brothers, man, drop some of the best. Conscious rap,
okay.
man. It
all right, you got,
blew me away. But anyway,
you got 60 seconds for us. Sorry about that.
Okay, so
hold on, Rashad.
You know, we always walk out together on the end, brother. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, that's Brother Rashad. But listen, for those of you who want to text me because you want to see certain type of guests, come on, 973-375-4425. You don't have to give me a name, text me. Also, shout out to all my people out there. I didn't get a chance to shout out to. I normally do every week, all right, because, you know, we had a packed house. I promise you I'll shout you out next week. You know who you are. Thank you for tuning in. Also, before we go, the gentleman that you just heard, that's my technician, Randy J. Sean Jackson, all right? He comes on same number that you dialed to get in tonight. Check him out on Friday, all right? He's the relationship guru. Y'all having relationship problems? Check him out. He has a very nice podcast and cutting edge every Friday between 8 and 10. Check him out, all right? Randy J. Sean Jackson. And also check out my video on Facebook page for Green Tea. I want to say thank you once again to Brother Rashad and peace and blessings to you, brother. Thank you to my podcast audience, all right? And I want to say thank you to Jay for being my master technician back there. Shout out to Dre. And like I said, all the people I know me, shout out. I love y'all. I'll do the shout out thing next week. Peace and blessings. Have a nice week and be safe out there, everybody.